Right, Nikki Bush is here with us in studio, our parenting expert, and today we're talking about something really interesting. Children have got their people that they love, that they follow. They already know about celebrities. They already know what brands they like. How do we get here, Nikki?
So, Pamela, children are no longer attracted to reality TV, but to reality YouTube. Yes. And what I keep hearing mums complaining about is that their children are following other children on YouTube. They're watching other children's lives unfold on YouTube. And they go and watch a little episode every single day. And it's really quite interesting. So, I guess the question is, is it normal for tweens and teens to look for people to idolize?
Yes.
And it is quite normal, actually. If you think back to the 60s and the 90s, the 60s was the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. The 90s were the boy bands. And now we have our kids following a new kind of celebrity. But today, this new kind of celebrity is not packaged by the entertainment industry. And it's not perfect either. It's actually kids packaging themselves because they've got a little bit of tech savviness and putting themselves out there. And so adults are not controlling this communication anymore. And I think that's one of the things that makes us feel really out of control. So the mainstream entertainment industry is no longer in control and parents are finding it difficult to follow who their children are following because it's not out there on a big billboard or on a public television screen. It's on their tiny little cell phone screens. And,
it's also very difficult to keep up with the latest trends of who to follow.
Yes. Know? And some of these kids have 52 million followers and 7.9 million followers. And, some of them are doing like tips and tricks videos.
Yes.
Like remember we discussed those fidget spinners.
Yes.
Okay. So you get people like that or gamers, young gamers, and then other kids watch to get ideas of how to game better. And then you've got a whole genre of YouTube celebrities who do pranks and eat things like hot chilies and daring escapades, sometimes with their parents. Actually, there are parent and child duos. And then you get a whole lot of kids who, like girls are following other girls and then they ask their mums for the makeup and the perfume and the clothes that those girls they're watching on YouTube are wearing. So, we have this, what's the attraction? Children are attracted to other children who are like them. Maybe people who they can aspire to be like, or people who they can relate to, as opposed to maybe a superstar who is really out of reach. But, you know, there's also an opportunity to teach children about marketing here, a teachable moment, because I mentioned that often kids want to use the products that their celebrity YouTubers are using. And here's the teachable moment. We need to gen our children up to the fact that those products are not in those videos by accident. There's product placement going on. And either the kids are providing product placement opportunities for brands in exchange for the product, or they're actually being paid for them. So it's a good lesson. You know, it's like when you watch mainstream TV and movies today and you see a certain watch or a certain car, etc. It's paid for. It's been put there on purpose. And let's face it, as adults, we also buy products because certain celebrities we follow are promoting a certain soap or a certain car or a certain, you know, range of clothing. So this is not new.
So when a child idolizes that and the child desperately not only wants to use that certain brand or product, they want to be that person. Where's the teachable moment there?
Well, once again, we go back to your connection with your children. And are you having conversations with your children? Are you sharing time and space with them? Are you watching some of those celebrity videos with them? And having the conversations about, because I mean, some of the things these kids do are either very arbitrary or they're completely off the wall. So would that be okay to do? You know, is it dangerous? Would it put you at risk? Is it good for your body? Is it good for your mind? Would it be good for your reputation? So having those value-based conversations is very, very important.
It's hard though, Nikki, because here is a child looking at somebody who has, as you said, 9 million viewers, who when you ask those questions, they would turn around and say, but mommy, they're famous. lives.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, they're famous, and you just told me that they make money.
Yes, right? And also some of these YouTube celebrity kids are making money very consciously. It wasn't by accident. Yes. And some parents have got quite genned up on the fact that once you have over 10,000 views on YouTube, YouTube will pay you.
Yeah.
And these are genuine businesses. And some of these kids will never have to study and will never have to do a real job. In fact, this will become the real job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit like esports gaming as well, and maybe we can discuss that in another show. Therein lies huge, huge income potential.
Mm.
But this is all out of left field for us because it's all very new.
Mm.
And I guess we're just starting to grapple with it, which is why I thought we should introduce it today. And I'd love to hear what some of our listeners are experiencing with their children on this topic.
Yeah, let's take calls. 011-883-0702. I'm sure you have kids out there who are completely obsessed with these celebrities, who follow them, who want to do everything that they do, who want to dress up like them, who wants to look like them. How are you managing that? And how do you get your children to sort of come back to reality? Because there's that, right?
Yeah, there is. Absolutely. And just bear in mind that children are not supposed to be navigating YouTube and social media alone under the age of 13. 13 is your supposed legal age. Even WhatsApp, did you know, has a legal age of 13.
Did you
know that?
I had no idea.
No, most people don't know that. And you know, that age recommendation is there for a good reason. Children are not prepared yet for things like cyberbullying and for, you know, we're talking about children being examples to other children. You need parents navigating with children at that point. They're still laying down their value systems. They're still building up a what's okay, how do we do things around here.
Mm-hmm.
We're still laying those foundations. So you don't want your kids out there completely alone with absolute free rein. You know, you do need to be involved with your children's lives, both online and offline.
So, I mean, I don't know. It must be quite difficult to try and manage children who are looking at this and who, you know, when kids ask you the difficult question, I can only imagine if a 12-year-old says, but mommy, the reason we go to school is so that we can get a job and we can make money and so on. And now it's accessible. It can be done without going to school.
Yes.
You're looking at these people who are having fun, who are making money, who do all the things that look fun. And here you are as a parent saying, no, you do need to go to school. You need to study. You need to put the phone down. And they say, but mom, those people are not putting the phone down. It's tricky.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, and here's something interesting. I was interviewed at the Icon Expo last weekend about esports, etc. And I was mixing with two of the top esports champions in South Africa, Sam Wright and Barry Lizada. And it was just interesting because Sam makes a lot of her money by doing YouTube videos for brands, etc. And, you know, being in front of a microphone and whatever. And she turned around to me and she said, people don't realize what hard work this is.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to help our children dispel the illusion that what they see on a screen looks easy and looks like it's effortless.
Mm.
Nobody actually makes money with no effort, you know, as much as it looks like fun and all the rest.
Yeah, so obviously the thing here is to try and get them to see just how hard it is, which is going to be very difficult.
That is quite tricky, yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's quite tricky to get them to understand that anybody in what we term as a real traditional job that looks good on the outside actually doesn't work very hard. You know what I mean? Unless you get them into an office environment, like take a girl child to school, kind of to work kind of situation, you know, where kids actually go and see that there's a lot of effort and a lot of time that goes into making anything work.
Nina has a question here for you. Nina in Craighall, hi.
Hi, Pamela. Look, two points that are questions. The first point is that a lot of kids don't have parents. So I think your question really is an important question. What happens if there aren't parents? Or, you know, what do parents do when their kids are watching these videos, because these videos have their own impact.
Mm.
And in fact, I think it goes to the fact that we have entered already a completely new cultural arena because of what's happened in the last 10 years with Androids, etc. And even learning is going to change radically. So the concept of schools may be a very outdated concept in terms of getting careers, because new career options are going to and are already opening up that just change the arena, which means that the only thing we should really be teaching kids, or what kids are already learning, even though the adults are stuck in an old paradigm, is that you have to be flexible enough to use whatever comes your way. Thanks, Pamela.
Thanks, Nina. She's raising a really important question, because I was going to ask you if perhaps it's time that we change our mindset. Is it that we maybe need to look at things differently and embrace the fact that it's now possible for young people to lead a certain industry or a career path?
Absolutely. Nina raises a really important point. That word flexibility is very important. And, you know, as I said, even esports 5 years ago wasn't on the table as a job, but it is now. And that's why we do need to keep up with what our children are watching and doing, because these are possibilities in the future. So open up your mind, but also giving children the backdrop of a value system. So, you know, I think it's combining the flexibility and embracing the future, but also teaching children, giving children a value system. And that's what they do get from being around real people in real life against a real backdrop. So very, very important.
It is, for me, it's quite similar to a time when, for instance, parents had a massive problem with the fact that there were these superstars who were maybe athletes, like soccer stars, where there was a new phenomena in the works, and people could be soccer stars at 15, at 16, and parents were grappling with, no, but you should be studying, and musicians and so on. So it's not entirely new. We've had to manage these new careers at some point.
Yes. No, you're right. And with every generation, there is a tsunami of new possibilities and new careers. So, how our children will make money in the future is going to definitely be very different to the way we started out in our careers making money, etc. And a lot of it is because of disruptive technology, because of accessibility. And that's exactly what we're saying here, is that these new celebrities have harnessed the power of accessible and cheap technology. They don't have to have a big company behind them.
Since now we've moved into an era where we're no longer on billboards, we're no longer in magazines and on television, should we be then discussing regulation in a different space? So advertising to children at some point had regulations at some point.
Yeah, and of course there are a lot fewer boundaries now between advertisers, marketers, and children. It does boil down to big brands deciding to outcare each other and to lead the way in being conscious of the ethics of marketing to youth. And there are always going to be those who disregard the ethics. If enough companies disregard the ethics, regulations will come in. And that's what happens. When there is enough abuse of the ethics, then there will be regulations. Just like, you know, with traditional advertising, there are regulations that were brought in quite some years ago about marketing to youth. There's a lot less of that advertising on the back of, cereal boxes and things like that. You know, you had to take, the characters away. It had to become very generic. So I think we will see some regulation coming in, but at the moment it's a very gray area.
So would you then discourage your children to follow these people? As a parent, if you're sitting at home, what would you suggest?
Bottom line, it's a little bit like your television programs, a little bit like your video gaming. You need to talk to your kids about the fact that if somebody puts them in a bad mood, teaches them to use vile language, teaches them to be horrible, aggro, violent, all those things that you don't support, then you will discourage them from connecting with those people, whether they be real people, whether they be television programs, whether they be computer games, or whether they be YouTube celebrities. If these people are, because let's face it, they are helping to shape and mold our children. We are not the only influencers on our children today. We have to take a stand. We are still the CEO of our families.
Sure. Okay, you've got some lovely toys. Some drones are in studio.
Yes. So I thought, being June and Father's Father's Month,
yes,
that we should maybe chat about drones quickly and just give a little bit of the lowdown on drones, because they become such a regular part of life. And we hear about them being used in the military by the police for pizza deliveries and all those lovely things, but they also appear regularly in movies and things. So our kids are watching, and they're quite aspirational. Mm. Your entry level at about 399 Rand up to about 25,000 Rand for these high-level ones. And, you know, the gadget stores are full of these incredible contraptions, as well as the toy stores like Toy Kingdom. They're stocking this lovely SEMA range, which, you know, this is a good entry-level range at 399. And I think they go up to about 2 grand. But, you know, there's this whole thing of mastering the air with a remote control device. These can be controlled by a tablet, a cell phone, or they come with their own remote control. Mm. But I think what's important is that there are certain rules for flying drones.
Yes.
And I think we need to take cognizance of this. And these are according to the South African Civil Aviation Association. Yeah. So you can't fly a drone, even a toy drone, within 50 meters of a person or a group of people. And I see lots of people take drones to sports events and like the 94.7 race. And I'm going, if you land that thing in the middle of the road, there's going to be a crash, you know.
I've seen them go really high, and I want to tell somebody, stop it.
Yes.
It's actually against the rules.
You can't fly within 50 meters of any property without permission of the owner. Mm. You can't fly a drone near a manned aircraft or within 10 kilometers or closer of an aerodrome. Mm. Can't fly a drone weighing more than 7 kilos, and you may not fly a drone higher than 150 feet from the ground.
Sure.
So that those are the rules. There's also, I think, I've put together some common sense, a common sense guide. It's on my website today, nikkibush.com, under the Toy Talk blog. Go and try and fly drones on a windless day, because there's nothing worse for a child than losing a drone because of wind. And I've seen this happen with my nephew, caught up a big blue gum tree, you know. Today is actually quite a windless day. It's quite a good day. So choose wide open spaces, not a lot of trees, no wind. And you've got to treat drones a little bit like as if you were flying a kite.
Yes.
You know, those kind of rules apply. Mm. And you don't want to upset people. And you know, you can go for flying lessons. Mm. So you can actually go for proper
There's
flying
an industry
lessons.
There.
The drone competency course is run through the drone through Drone Racing Africa, and I've put the link in my blog.
Oh no, stop it! Let's go quickly to Amor in Soweto. Hi, Amor. Your question for Nikki or your comment?
Oh, it's a comment actually. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to say that, remember those days when our parents would check our homework books and our marks? I think it's still very important for them to do that, you know, for parents to actually know what their children are going through on social media, check what internet pages they're going through, you know, just have an idea of the kind of life they're living right now. And also for school, maybe to implement social media in the classrooms. I think that will be very lovely.
Yeah. Comment, Amor, just to be in touch. I mean, it's part of what it is.
Well, taking responsibility for being a parent. You know, many parents cop out of parenting because of technology, and they just say, it's too difficult, it's too hard, I can't monitor it. Mm. I don't know what my kids are doing. Actually, you know what, it's easier just to give them carte blanche. Yeah. But I think you are opening the door then for the genie to jump right out of the bottle. Mm. And once the genie's out, it's very difficult to put it back.
That's it. Thank you so much, Nikki Bush. And it's nikkibush.com.
That's right.
Nikkibush.com. You'll get all those details there. And obviously, you've also got some nice guidelines about drones there as well. And Nikki Bush just tells you, even if they're not rules, there are some really common sense guidelines to how you can use drones and, you know, how you should be playing with drones with your children and so on. So just don't be silly, you know, don't be silly. And I also wouldn't